This is Emily Wright, features and global editor of EG, and I'm joined today at LREF by Scott Campbell, director of Deloitte Ventures. How are you?
I'm very well today. Thank you very much.
Good. So we just got the crowd thinking a bit more creatively.
Well, trying to, yeah.
So it was the creative industries session here at LREF. I mean, some really interesting stuff that was talked about. I mean, one thing that you said which really struck me was this whole idea around the commitment needs to be much broader now than just providing a creative building for the creative industries. It has to be more like, and you said, please allow the buzzword, an ecosystem.
Correct.
So could you explain to our listeners a bit more about what that ecosystem looks like?
Yeah, so any creative industry is driven by a diversity of thought in how they come together and how they interactions and the randomness of those interactions. And I think too long creative has been seen as a beanbag culture or exposed brick. I think we need to design for those collisions and ecosystems to thrive. I think I referenced the coffee house culture being the birth of creativity in the Industrial Revolution, where people came together to talk and create. We need to provide spaces that do that in the future rather than just have exposed brick.
And how likely do you think it is that the industry is going to embrace that and think, you know what, that's absolutely right? And who's it going to be led by? The industries, the creative industries themselves, or the developers and landlords?
It is kind of a vicious circle. So if I take the parallel to my other work that I do, you only see industries move when customers or clients demand it. Otherwise, there's no incentive to move. So disruption, another buzzword, will come in the industry when either a client refuses to do something or a small player does offer what they need, and they will grow very quickly. So it's a bit chicken and egg, but I will see someone who's first to move in the industry will hoover up the majority of the market, and then others will react.
And finally, how do you think London is standing up against the competition? We heard in today's session, and people have heard it before many times, about Berlin. We've also got cities like Lisbon, you know, lots of very creative friendly cities. How is London faring?
Yeah, London will always be one of the lead cities in creativity, partially because in this technology-driven world we need a round-the-clock model, and London sits on GMT. And that is one of the major advantages it has. Sounds trivial, but that is a big advantage. I think innovative startups will always go where the money is, and as long as London remains an investment capital, we'll be fine. I love London. I see challenges from Silicon Valley, from Tel Aviv, from Lisbon, from Sweden. However, I don't think you get that unique blend that London offers. So I'm pretty confident about the future of London.
Great, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.